What's up, YouTube? This is Perry with Premier Guitar. We're here in Nashville, Tennessee at the Mercy Lounge talking to the guys from Black Mountain about gear.
Gear.
And this is Steve McBean, not Bean like me.
A little
difference in last name, but maybe related like 1,000 years ago or something.
It was Scottish.
Yeah, my family was actually, I think it was McBean first and then they dropped the Mac, so, or Mick. Yeah. But let's talk about this bad boy right here is your number one, right?
Yeah,
it's a 77, I think I read.
77, yeah. Les Paul, standard.
This has kind of been with you a while,
like,
right?
I guess it's a wine burst.
Wine burst, huh? So it definitely looks wine.
Like I got it because it was the same as the first guitar I ever had was a Japanese copy that was a
Les Paul.
Same finish as this. So when I saw it, I was like, I'll buy it.
Surely this plays a lot better.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. So you done anything to it? You swapped out the pickups, I know, right?
Yeah. I put those Sheptone Heartbreakers.
It's like a PAF-ish kind of thing. Like a little lower output.
Yeah, I guess they're supposed to, I guess a little bit more gain than a standard PAF, but I guess they're kind of based on like Jimmy Page and playing a lot in the...
Like vintage voice too.
Middle position, so
very cool. You know. And then looks like you got some pretty manly strings on that bad boy. What are you running? 11s?
Just 10s.
Just 10s? Oh.
I used to do 11s, but I do 11s on the SG because it's a step down.
Step down, sure. But,
you know, I don't know. I go back and forth. Sometimes heavy picks, sometimes light. Sometimes, you know, I don't know. There's the way thinner strings vibrate and stuff for. Tunings with fuzz sounds cool. I don't know. Whatever sounds good.
So you guys pretty much staying in. What do you guys tune to for most songs?
This is always standard, and then a lot of Wilderness Heart, the record before. A lot of that was a step down.
One whole step.
E flat.
Cool.
And then we use like. Sometimes we go to a. Open G flat. And there's a couple where you just drop the E down to a D if you're playing like a D chord and you want that kind of
extra little shimmer,
little drone, little modulation or whatever you
very
call
cool.
it.
Well, speaking of that SG, is it cool if you take a look at that?
Uh huh.
I think you were saying earlier you put some P90s in it.
I put the Lawler. P90 here. Which I dig. I like the way they cut. Every time I am in a studio, it'll be like something with a P90, and I'm like,
something sounds so
good.
A little mid-range thing that other pickups don't really have sometimes.
Yeah,
and then
this
is the stock in the neck.
That's just the stock, I believe. This is, I guess, is it the 61 reissue? Yeah. But I love SGs. I mean, this is nice to play because you can.
If you give your back a
floats
break.
Around and.
Is it pretty headstock heavy? I've noticed when I'm playing SG sometimes.
It's not too bad.
Oh, yeah. It's got some road wear on it, a little bump, some
sweat. Some sweat. Some natural de-ressing, is that what they call it?
Distressing.
Distressing. Yeah.
Some natural distress on
it. That's cool.
Nice. What else we got going on? It looks like you got a. I know that you've been touring with a Jay Maskus as well, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that must be it right there.
This one's great. It's the Squire Jay Maskus, so it's the cheap guitar compared to, I guess there's an American one.
There's an American one, yeah. But you swap these out, right?
Yeah, I put in the Seymour Duncan Antiquities, not the second ones, the first ones, because the first ones are... little darker. The twos are brighter. The twos, I guess, are supposed to be like the 60s one, a bit more twangy. And these are a little darker for the fuzz
and
stuff.
With the newer Jazzmaster pickups, do you notice that you get any of that, like, 60 cycle, or are they noisy at all, or do those feel
pretty... like, depending on the stage, because I use this usually, like, with a bunch of fuzz, so...
Covers up most
sometimes,
of that, right?
If you're too close, you can get a lot, especially if you're using the wah, some
feedbacky
stuff going out of control is cool.
So How much of the set are you playing the Jay Maskus? Or do you stay primarily on the Les Paul, or do you kind of switch it up?
Mostly the Les Paul, but I use this on like three, and I used it a lot on the record. So like Space to Bakersfield was all this live. I think even before I put these pickups in, it might have been the whatever was the stock in there. Stock,
which I think they come with a little bit nicer pickups than just the stock Squire.
Yeah, and it's got the jumbo frets. It's got the Tune-O-Matic. Is that Tune-O-Matic?
Does the difference in scale going between, you know, Fender and Gibson number three off, or does it feel pretty natural?
I don't know. Mm. It's just like whatever.
Yeah.
It's either it's a day that feels good or a day that feels awkward.
I get that totally. And then you got one acoustic.
Yeah, I got.
Let's take a look.
It's
at it. Oh, it's like an Archback.
It's a Gibson Gospel reissue. I think it's just the 80s.
Huh.
And I just went into
it. Beautiful back on it, and the checking is awesome.
Well, this actually happened because we were in Quebec, and all the guitars froze.
Was so it in the trailer
so all the lacquer cracked
yeah,
and stuff.
Yeah, but it looks awesome.
Yeah.
Very but then cool.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just I just played it in the store, and I was like, you know, acoustics. They're another one of those things that either
are
nice.
You just gotta play them. Yeah.
And these, you know, the Fishman's great pickup.
Totally.
And I love acoustics with fuzz and through amps.
Through amps. Do you ever plug it into the Hi-Wah?
It goes through both, actually.
Really?
I used to, because I also use like a Marshall Super Bass, which doesn't sound good with an acoustic, but the Hi-Wah sounds great with the acoustic and and the Fender reverb on those old ones. Just, you know, it's this Getty Western Morricone kind of.
Totally. Well,
goes good.
Of amps, that's a pretty nice segue. Yeah. So you're running just the Super Reverb and the Hi-Wah together?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
At the same time, mm-hmm. both on? Cool. And do you feel like the Fender kind of fills out the tone of the Hi-Wah? I mean, because they're kind of different amps, really. They're different beasts
yeah,
altogether.
Yeah, I mean, that kind of gives the shimmer and, like, for the mellower stuff, like I said, the reverb, just kind of the low end and the grit. But, I mean, Hi-Wahs are so kind of versatile.
Wow.
You can get, like, a, you know, thin, you know, like the Kinks or whatever,
right,
and then you can get, you know, like the
do that lo-fi thing, or you can do a beefy metal thing.
The
with
metal,
them. Yeah.
You know, with the SG, you can get a good, just turn it up, AC, you know, straight
rocking
in, AC, kind of, AC/DC, yeah. Angus Young, Malcolm Young, all the
and
all
this
the
is
greats.
A, is this a 1960?
No, this is oh yeah, but it's like when is it from?
Yeah,
it's probably like late 70s or early 80s.
You running Greenbacks, or have you ever changed the speakers out, or is it stock?
What is in there? I can't remember. I know they're Celestians. I think they're the black something.
Yeah, that, if it's from the 70s, I don't really know, because most of them now probably come with Greenbacks or something in them, but very cool. And then the Super Reverb, is it a 410s?
Yeah.
Very cool.
It's a boat.
Stock.
Other than whoever had it before changed the grill.
Oh, yeah. Little new jobber there, huh?
It makes some weird clanks and has some, you know, little pops and weird noises in it that could be fun. I mean, that amp
ghost
sounds
in the machine, huh?
Sounds great. It's when you really crank it up straight, too. And just the bite of it and the
that high end probably really cuts through, huh?
I still don't
know. Oh, the bright switch work? You ever?
Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
The good tremolo. So I got a tremolo there, but then I also have a tremolo that just goes
just for the
Hi-Wah.
Cool. Well, speaking of and pedals, let's check them out.
All right.
Well, Steven, looks like we did some arts and crafts over here, man.
Mm-hmm.
You got painted a couple of your pedals, huh?
I did some painting, yeah. I don't know why. Just when I put this together the last time, I just decided I wanted to do some art.
Sure.
I had some paints at home, so I colored some things in. Sometimes people like to
some of it's a little unrecognizable, so you might have to walk me through it. I guess let's just go down the line here. I love this switcher. It's so little and saves room on your board, huh?
Yeah, I don't even remember who made it. I just needed something to save space and got the 9-volt thing, so.
Yeah, that way you're not dancing all
I think
night.
It was like $80.
Oh,
so
it's kind of a deal.
Maybe, yeah.
Very cool, very cool. What's this big guy over here?
That's the octave multiplexer, just for, you know, blending into some octave under fuzz or whatever you want.
The new record, I think it's on Mother.
That's got some in there.
Yeah, because I definitely, Mothers of the Sun, right? Is that the name of the song? Man, that octave riff is so jam and chill. I love it. And I was guessing you had some sort of octave.
Yeah,
so that's
was
cool.
in there. So it starts here, which is the Robert Keeley, it's the Ottawa. I can't remember the name of the pedal, though. But it's kind of like a Dr. Q or whatever. So I had a Dr. Q, but it broke.
And that's what you replaced it with.
Yeah.
Keeley makes awesome stuff.
That's cool. So that goes in first.
Do you kind of just set it and forget it, put it on when you need it? Or do you have to dial it ever in your set?
I usually roughly have it like here, and then just depending how much wah you want. And then you can reverse it if you want to. You know, reverse the wah the other way.
That's kind of cool.
I try to.
Does it make like a yah instead of a wah?
Yeah. Well, it goes whoop, other way.
Cool. And then the Memory Lane too, that's awesome.
Yeah, that's Canadian. Yeah. Canadian company.
I see them at NAMM every year. They make some
awesome
cool stuff,
delay. Yeah. So it's got the two channels, one
tap
with tap, and then there's one where you can have it set to just slap. So you can have one that's, you know, set for oscillating or long, and then, you know, and then you got the modulation to, you know, emulate tape or Echoplex.
Way cool.
I have an Echoplex, but they don't travel very well anymore.
I was going to say, you wouldn't want to bring that out with you. Keep that in the studio.
And then there's a old DOD phaser.
Cool.
Double like 9 80s? Volt. Yeah. I think that was like probably $35 somewhere, but it sounds great. Great pedal.
Loud fuzz and tone. I like how you got this going on here. What is it?
That's a full tone.
Full tone? Cool.
It's the, what are they called? The white, the soul bender.
Oh, cool.
So just the, I guess it's after, you know, like those old Voxes and Univoxes or color sounds or whatever. Oh, but it's great. The tone goes the opposite way. You know? I don't know. It's loud, it's fuzzy, but it's got a lot of control. You can, like with the volume. Cleans up nice.
You notice a huge difference in output when you're kicking on?
Yeah, it depends how all those are set. That's always the one.
It's reactive to how your amps are.
The trick of the fuzz pedals of finding them to jump up and down in the right amount.
Cool, and then we got, I love this pedal, the Supertrem.
That one's great.
Full tone pedal as well, right?
Mm-hmm. It's got, the internal boost to,
so
when you can click it on, it jumps up a little bit.
Trem can kind of sit a little sleepy in the mix sometimes if you don't really rock it, And I'm guessing this is one of those Ditto X.
That's just a live loop pedal, so if, it tends to get neglected. I was planning on using it a lot, but then.
You'd have to be real, real dialed into
it. Yeah, sometimes I click it on by accident, which can be a nightmare.
Because you have to figure out what the hell's going on.
Yeah.
Oh, what's the F pedal? Oh, and
this is the mixer connected to this. So this turns on this and this dial. So if it's here, it's going through there, but there's, so if it's set to here, you've got clean with a bit of fuzz.
That's
then
going pretty
all the way.
Right?
So sometimes, you know, you can have it like that with the fuzz kicked behind a bit and just the grid of the amps, which is nice.
Very cool.
And then there's the Union, which is a Vancouver company. And that's the Swindle, which I think is loosely based on Steve Jones from the Sex Pistols guitar sound. But it's just a great distortion pedal. It's cool. It's kind of, I used the Boss Super Overdrive. I tried like all the fancy ones and I was like, Super Overdrive was just perfect for, you know, those kind of amps. But then I tried this. My friend had one, and I was like, it's good because you can have it, you know, like there with the amp, and it's just like a bit of overdrive. But then you can, if you get it up there, it's like almost like a fuzz. It's like a, you can, some good, really, like late 70s, Screaming for Vengeance, Judas Priest. Like that kind of just, you know, It's got the harmonics and stuff, but it's still clean.
And then a Vox wah.
Yeah, the Clyde McCoy, the trumpet wah, which is kind of classics and cheap. I mean, that's just a reissue, but
not a bad
one. They sound good.
And then what's this guy under your tuner?
Oh, that's the Framtone amp switcher.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
So that's Framtone, and was it Keeley that put it together? That's just like to run those two amps and have, I guess it has a buffer so they're biased or whatever correctly, and then it's got like a ground lift.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. You're playing someplace with weird power or whatever.
So yeah, so out of there, so the tremolo just goes to the high watt. Huh.
Well, I was wondering, like, when, all right, so you're out with Black Mountain and this is the setup, but when you do like Pink Mountain Tops or your hardcore band, is it pretty much the same? Or do you?
For Obliterations, it's just straight in. So it's like, for that I was using the Marshall Super Bass and a PV PA head. Just
really?
Direct, and it's just
like an old solid state PA,
yeah,
like which
just has like
crazy
the solid state attack, and only just I would use the super or super overdrive just for like feedback.
Yeah, just so.
But it's just straight in and really, really loud.
Really loud, yeah, like insanely loud. So with these amps, are you kind of running them clean and then doing everything with the pedals, or do you run them?
Usually, that one's pretty much always the same, pretty clean, and then that one is set, so.
It's easier to.
I usually turn the bright up and down, and if I want a bit more
depending on the
bottom
room.
End, I can put in the normal volume, just kind of depending on the song.
Well, you know. I guess that pretty much covers it, huh? Steve and I
Oh, and this is a...
Oh, and that's a string winder.
Well,
cool, man. I really appreciate you taking the time to talk us through all this stuff.
No problem.
Hope we cleared up some questions for anybody that might have had them. And stay tuned for other Rig Rundowns. Check out the Premier Guitar Podcast, review demos, all that fun stuff. We'll see you guys next time.
Cheers.
Don't forget to sign up for PG Perks, your all-access pass to exclusive gear giveaways and discounts on PremierGuitar.com.